Ezekiel chapter 12. The word of Yahweh also came to me, saying this, Son of man, you dwell in the midst of a rebellious house, which has eyes to see and do not see. They have ears to hear, and they do not hear, for they are a rebellious house. For this reason, you son of man, prepare yourself stuff for removing, and remove by day in their sight, and you will remove from your place to another place in their sight. It may be that they will consider, though they are a rebellious house, and then you will bring forth your stuff by day in their sight as stuff for removing, and you will go out at evening in their sight as those who go forth into captivity. And you are to dig through the wall in their sight and carry out the stuff thereby. In their sight will you carry it upon your shoulders and carry it forth in the twilight. You will cover your face so that you do not see the ground, for I have set you for a sign to the house of Israel. And I did as I was commanded. I brought forth my stuff by daylight, like stuff for captivity, and in the evening I dug through the wall with my hand, and I brought it out in the twilight, and I carried it upon my shoulder in their sight. And in the morning came the word of Yahweh to me, saying this, Son of man, has not the house of Israel, the rebellious house, said to you, What are you doing? You are to say to them, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, This burden concerns the prince, the leader, the chief in Jerusalem, and all the house of Israel that are among them. Say this, I am your sign. Just like I have done, so will it be done to them. They will remove and go into captivity. And the prince that is amongst them will carry upon his shoulder in the twilight, and they will go forth, and they will dig through the wall to carry out through the wall. And he will cover his face so that he does not see the ground with his eyes. I will also spread my net upon him, and he will be taken in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon, to the land of the Chaldeans. Yet he will not see it, though he dies there. And I will scatter toward every wind all who are around him to help him, and all of his bands, and I will draw out the sword after them. And they will know that I am Yahweh, when I scatter them amongst the nations and disperse them in the countries. But I will leave a few men of them from the sword, from the famine, and from the pestilence, so that they can declare all their abominations amongst the heathen where they are going, and they will know that I am Yahweh. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying this, Son of man, eat your bread with quaking, and drink your water with trembling and with carefulness, and say to the people of the land, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, about the inhabitants of Jerusalem and about the land of Israel, they will eat their bread with carefulness and drink their water with astonishment, so that her land can be desolated from all that is therein, because of the violence of all those who dwell in it. And the cities that are inhabited will be laid waste, and the land will be desolate, and you will know that I am Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying this, Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel that says, The days are prolonged and every vision fails? Tell them for this reason, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, I will make this proverb to cease. They will no longer use it as a proverb in Israel, but say instead to them, The days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. For there will no longer be any vain vision nor flattering divination within the house of Israel, for I am Yahweh. And I will speak, and the word that I will speak will come to pass. And it will no longer be prolonged, for in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and perform it, says Sovereign Yahweh. And again the word of Yahweh came to me, saying this, Son of man, look, those of the house of Israel say the vision that he sees is for many days to come, and he prophesies of the times that are yet far off. For this reason say this to them, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, there will none of your words be prolonged any longer, but the word that I have spoken will be done, says Sovereign Yahweh. End of chapter.